Ithara and Virgin Radio's Regional Artist Spotlight is a platform that's dedicated to showcasing, amplifying, and celebrating the exceptional talents of our region, putting them at center stage. This month's Regional Artist Spotlight for the month of February and the first one for 2024 is a Lebanese-Mexican artist, music producer, and director, and a content creator. Girl, is there anything you don't do? Welcome to Virgin Radio Dubai, Blue Pfeiffer.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. What a beautiful intro. How flattering. Thank you.
You're a woman full of many, many talents. How did all of that come about? Like, how did you start the process of doing so many different things?
Okay, the way that I would describe it is that I'm a multifaceted artist.
Yes.
Because I feel like I use all these different tools and skills that I've learned over the years or that I've had to learn to tell the same story. So whether it's producing or writing or directing or whatever, it serves the same purpose of telling the same story and creating the same world for the audience or for the viewer or for myself when I need it. So it all kind of serves the same purpose. I used to dream a lot as a kid in my head and create all these scenarios because I wasn't exposed to a lot, as you know, when I was very little. I was in a small town. So this was my form of escapism, and I guess I built it over the years.
That's so beautiful and so poetic. So when you said you were from a little town, where was the town?
So I grew up in a small town in Lebanon called Sebail. It's a really tiny town in the north of Lebanon. I was born in Mexico. My mom's Mexican and my dad's Lebanese.
Wow.
So the motherland is Mexico, but I would definitely say that I call Lebanon home and I rep Lebanon.
And a lot of your music is in Arabic, right?
Yes, I switched to Arabic in 2020 after my first full Arabic release, Sint al-Eo. And since then, it's been primarily Arabic, but I do flirt with other languages. But I think it's important to represent that voice and create more Arabic voices. So it's been kind of my mission to do that, whether for my music or for artists on my label. You know, I want to push Arabic music and Arabic independent music. I don't feel that there's been a lot of representation for that.
100%. Mm. So you are now based in Mexico.
No,
in Lebanon. In Lebanon.
Yeah,
wow.
I love it. I wouldn't change it for the world, even with everything going on. It's home and my people are there and yeah.
Wow. I visited Lebanon a couple of years ago. I intend on going back very soon.
Did you love it?
I loved it.
You have to love it.
There is a soul in Lebanon.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I go away for more than 5 days and I miss it terribly. And I've become one of those people that I used to make fun of when I was younger. Like
yes.
The ambassador of Lebanon. Everywhere I go, I'm just talking about how beautiful it is. It really is.
They have the coolest nightlife in Lebanon, the coolest cafes. It really like blew my expectations out of the water.
And the culture is so colorful. Yeah. And even the community of creatives that exist, even with everything that's happening and with all the people that have left, there's still such a vibrant community of, you know, artists and creators. Yeah.
And how's your time been in Dubai? Welcome to Dubai officially.
Thank you. It's good to be here. I like coming here. I have a lot of friends here, a lot of sessions with artists. It's really exciting to be here. Thank you for having me. Shout out to Artist Regional Spotlight for hooking us up.
And tell me about your music is mostly Arabic and you're currently releasing the trilogy, a three-part story in your new album. What's the writing process for something like that?
Yeah, I'm actually really proud of the trilogy. The trilogy was, so it's a three-part story that explores kind of my origin story. My album is called Villain Bela Cause, which means villain with no cause. And this trilogy explores the origin story of kind of in an artistic way, how I went from a naive kind of girl that got hurt by the state of the world, by the country, by all the things that, you know, and eventually going through the transformation of becoming a villain, quote unquote, and entering my villain era. And I think this is something that everyone can relate to in their own way. We wrote the three songs in the same night. It was so clear in my head what I wanted to say. So it came together really beautifully. Shout out to my co-writers on that. I produced the songs years ago, so I'm really happy that they're finally coming out now. And Yeah, it's been great to see how they're pushing the album forward as well, especially Big Champagne, which is the second part. It's just my expectations of that has been blown out of the water. So thank you for everybody listening.
And they say that, I guess, pain makes you stronger in a way, right? And it makes you creative.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Rumi has this saying, the ancient Persian poet, that you have to keep breaking your heart until it opens. So like pain kind of, or, you know, I know you can break your heart in different ways for different things, either in a relationship or, you know, for other adversities. But
or life breaks your heart many times. Yeah. I think I'm 31 now, so I'm kind of in this era where I'm starting to accept that it's not just that pain is makes me creative, but also that it's a part of the game, you know, all of it. It's not just, it's the good and the bad and the ups and the downs. And once I've accepted that, the roller coaster has become much easier to deal with and to maneuver around, especially creatively.
Mm-hmm.
So pain is just a part of it, yeah.
And are you very transparent with that pain, other than your music, like content creation as well online? Or
that's a very vulnerable question to ask me. I don't think I'm very transparent, to be honest. I think, if I'm being honest, even in my music, I'm very symbolic, and I'll go around what I'm really trying to say, and I won't be very straightforward about it because I feel exposed or naked. And
yeah.
I have so much respect for artists that can really write, like, put their heart on their sleeves and write exactly what they're. I do it in my own way, and I embellish it, and I overproduce, and I direct, and, you know, but at the core of it is my vulnerability. But it's hard to put yourself out there in that way when there's so many people listening and you're dealing with your own emotions and you haven't figured them out. But that's something that's constant, that I'm constantly, like, it's a constant creative conversation for me of how can I be more authentic, how can I be more vulnerable in a way that I'm comfortable. Because after we write the music and it comes out, we have to go and perform it, and we have to release it, and people have to, you know, it's no longer kind of just our songs. So, and people sing it back to you. And yeah, so I do kind of like to keep it a little bit abstract to be comfortable.
100%.
To be honest, yeah.
Have you performed the trilogy yet?
Yes, I went on tour. We did Dubai, we did Abu Dhabi, we did Paris, Switzerland, Berlin. And yeah, I did the trilogy. Nazeli Big Champagne was the highlight of that. It's really, really fun to, you know, write these songs in my home studio, and years later you go on tour and you see how it has impacted people or how they relate to it in their own way. And it's really a beautiful exercise, and it's so exciting to do that, especially like to carry the Lebanese flag, to go.
Of course.
I feel so privileged and blessed to be able to even say that I can travel and carry my music and carry my people and my community on my shoulders and spread the culture in that way. It's really honestly surreal. I've been doing this for 15 years, so it's been a long time coming for me to get to a point where I'm able to say that. I'm really proud of that, and shout out to my label Muffy Budget for making that happen, my team for holding me down.
Yeah, tell me about Muffy Budget, your label. It's such a cool name.
Yeah, so if you don't speak Arabic, Muffy Budget means there is no budget.
Yeah, exactly.
I started it in 2020-2021 when we had the economic downfall and all the things happening in Lebanon. And it was really a natural thing that happened. It wasn't a calculated thing. It just kind of happened where I was like, I'm already kind of operating as a label. Let's combine all of these things that we're doing under an entity so that we can push it forward, so that we can develop other artists. I'm really passionate about Arab culture and hip hop culture in the region. So like a mission statement is, how can we create collaborative projects with everyone that is kind of aligned on the same ethics, people that are doing different things. We've worked with a lot of really amazing artists from around the region, from Egypt, Palestine, Syria. We've had Naomi, Perry, Daba. We've hosted shows. I'm the founder and CEO, and I produce all the music that comes out from the label as well. It's a challenging thing to have a record label in Lebanon, but it's my proudest achievement of life to be able to do that.
And I know, you know, platforms like Regional Artist Spotlight, you know, shine light on talent in the region, which is so amazing because not everyone gets the platform or the opportunity to do it. But if you could close your eyes and in 5 years, imagine where you would like Muffy Budget to be, or, your, you know, singing career or your, or you as a content creator, what can you see?
I'd love to still be able to do what I'm doing right now in a more elevated and in a bigger way and have more cards to play and more ears listening and a bigger audience to expose other artists to. Mm-hmm. I think I'm really finally at a place where I've built my life personally and professionally in a way that I'm, that really is like me and what I want to do and how I see myself. So I just say more of that. I'd love for me to still be able to do that with all the challenges that come with being an Arab female artist producer. It's really challenging. So if I'm still doing, I will still be doing this until I die. I'm sure about this, but yeah. I'd love to be doing this on a bigger scale. I love my job, even all the nitty gritty that comes with it. So more of that.
100%. And when can we see you live on stage again?
Good question. Let's see. I'm in the process of putting out my album, Villain Balakaz. We're almost at the end of it. There's a couple more chapters. It's been dropping in connecting chapters. So if you go on YouTube, you'll see all the songs with the number where it falls into and the videos are connecting. So there's a story there that I'm trying to finish. And then I'm putting out another EP called The Aftermath, and I really mm-hmm. want to put together a tour after that. So we'll definitely come to Dubai, hopefully in collaboration with Artist Regional Spotlight. Yeah. No pressure. And just go back and do the tour. Paris, you know, we have such an incredible audience there. I hope to come back with more music.
That's so cool. Do you sing in French as well? Or
no, I mean, I say a couple words here or there, but it's not. I'm not going to say I sing in French. Yeah.
I feel like all Lebanese people sing in French or they know French.
I mean, it's a natural addition, you know, like what I was saying earlier about being authentic and expressing myself in a way that's authentic. When I switched to Arabic, I was like, okay, it has to be like fully Arabic and it has to be the super well-spoken Arabic and it has to be blah, blah, blah. And eventually in the exercise of trying to be more authentic, how do we really speak? Like as Lebanese, how do I speak to my friends? What are the, I use, you know, I speak in Arabic and English and French and in Spanish to my family. So now I try to include something that sounds more like what an actual conversation sounds like in the music. And I love that about Lebanese people, don't you think? Isn't that crazy that we speak so many languages? That's 100%. Insane.
Mm-hmm. I love it. I mean, I have a lot of Lebanese friends and I just love that, you know, Lebanese people are so full of life, so dynamic, you know, music is, you know, such a huge part of the culture, food, and so hospitable.
And such hustlers, don't you think?
Yes, absolutely.
We've all had to learn how to really hustle. You'll see so many amazing Lebanese people around the world doing groundbreaking things. It makes my heart really huge. Yeah. I love it. I love to see it.
And more power and more success to them. Mm. I'm from Afghanistan, so I know all about the hustle culture.
But same. It's the same. I think it applies to all Arabs, you know?
100%. Yeah. So there's so much music on Spotify, so much music from Blue. Where can we start? If we're looking on Spotify, where do you think we should start listening?
Ooh, good question. Especially because I think that I have a lot of tracks that are diverse on the opposite side of the spectrum. I have some fun ones like Sfiha, Sint El Air, which has like a political twist to it. But as a song, it's a dancey song with Dirbake, it gets you up.
Wow.
There's the Dark Side of the Moon, which is the trilogy, if you're really, you know, in that space in your life. But I would love for people to discover me through my music videos as well, because it's a big part of my art and I always spend a lot of emotional, financial, all kinds of efforts into making that happen. And they're a big part of the music. I feel like I haven't released a song yet without a video, which is why it's challenging for me to keep releasing music. It's hard. It's not a very sustainable thing to do.
Yeah.
But for me, it's a whole world. So do make sure to check out the music videos until you find your flavor and then go stream it on your favorite streaming platform.
Love it. Where can we follow you online and I guess your journey and your songs?
Yeah, I'm really active on Instagram. I try to share as much as I can about the process of making music and also what it's like to have a label. And all the things that we're doing culturally, whether it's with music or basketball or dance, you know, we're really trying to elevate the hip hop culture or just culture in general. So Instagram, Blue Pfeiffer, Blue without an E, BLUFIEFER, Spotify, Apple Music, Anghami, the whole shebang. You'll find me everywhere.
Thank you so much for your time, Blue.